so much for coming on.
Good morning, April. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. It's not often you see a candidate stumping in Fort Lupton, Colorado, but that's where you'll be in about an hour. Tell us what you'll be talking about to Colorado voters.
Well, today we're talking about energy and the fact that the president's energy policies haven't worked out so well for the American people. Gasoline prices are, of course, very, very high. And the resources that we have in abundance in this country, oil and gas and coal, have been stymied by the president's policy. So I'm very anxious to take advantage of those resources, and by doing so, keep our prices down and see a resurgence of manufacturing in this country, thanks in part to our energy opportunities.
Governor, good morning. You didn't do as well as obviously you or your campaign would have liked in the Colorado caucuses. How are you going to turn that around to get this state that was so behind Barack Obama in 2008 maybe switched over and vote for you?
Well, I think a lot of people saw in Barack Obama a person who offered a lot of promises, but now, almost 4 years later, people are recognizing that it's been a disappointment, that the president hasn't been able to deliver either the new jobs that he spoke about or higher incomes or energy security or the startups that he described as coming into the country. And so people, I think, while they like him, recognize that he just isn't up to the task of getting this economy going again, and they want someone who has a very fresh and bold approach to get America as the economic powerhouse of the world, which we deserve to be.
As you know, Rick Santorum won our primary here, and it's been an ugly GOP battle. You're now the presumptive nominee. I guess Rick Santorum finally endorsed you. Newt Gingrich finally did as well. But both of those gentlemen had some harsh things to say over the last few months. Can it all be attributed to being in the heat of the battle, or are you concerned there's a very real fracture in the Republican Party?
No, I actually think that that's the normal process in primaries. People point out their differences. I'm very pleased that each of these fellows have come and supported me, as have the other people who are no longer in the race. And you know, the polls I see when they ask Republicans who you're going to vote for, some 90%+ said they're supporting me. So that's more Republicans supporting me than Democrats supporting the president. So if there's a rift in the party, I think it's his. I saw in West Virginia, for instance, an inmate got almost 40% of the votes against President Obama for the convention. So I think they got more problems on that side of the aisle than we do on ours.
Governor Mitt Romney joining us on the 850 KOA Newsline. I want this just from a purely a personal perspective. How do you handle the criticism that Mitt Romney flip-flops on issues? I mean, there have been campaigns obviously out there that play sound bites from 10 years ago. Lord help us if anybody was called on exactly what we said about, you know, some important things. Maybe the times change you. How do you handle that? Because you've certainly been accused of not sticking with one message, the most recent, your comments about the auto bailout.
Well, actually, I've had the same position on the auto bailout I had from the very beginning. I actually wrote about it. So nothing's changed there. I do understand that the nature of an opposition campaign is to try and create a narrative that is harmful to the opposition. And that's been used against me by my opponents, and frankly, it's just not accurate. There is one place where I did change my view, and when I became governor, I became solidly pro-life and wrote an op-ed to the effect that I was going to be a pro-life governor. That's been my position ever since. By the way, that was, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. I continue to have that view, and I'm happy to defend the things that I believe in. And by the way, if I were going to change positions, you'd have seen that. A very different candidate than you have. My view is I'm sticking true to the things that I believe, and I hope people are willing to understand that.
We've been asking for questions on Facebook this morning. David wrote in to say he's a precinct leader here in Colorado and, quote, Romney will need people like me to be energized to get out the vote. What specific Democrat programs or agencies do you plan to repeal or eliminate if you become president?
Well, the easiest answer to that is to get rid of the one that's the biggest expense and one that we don't need, that's bad policy and that hurts American families, and that's Obamacare. It's about a $1 trillion piece of legislation. It's the wrong way to go. It's taking health care towards the direction of being government-dominated and government-run, and I will repeal it. I'll get rid of other programs as well. We have, for instance, training programs, federal training programs, about 49 of them at the federal level. I'll bundle those and send them back to the states with the money that's associated with them so states can run programs in a more efficient and effective way to get their own people that need training back to work. So a lot of what's done in Washington should be done at the state level.
You've got the nominee. It's in your back pocket. You know it. Everybody knows it. The big talk now is about your running mate. Marco Rubio, his name has been thrown out there. He says no thanks. What about, the Chris Christies of the world? I know you're not going to give us probably any names on your front runners. If you do, you'd make some big news here in Denver. But at what point do you have to make that decision?
Well, classically, people have made the decision on their running mate either during the convention or just in the few days before the convention. So that's probably the last point that you'd think about doing it. But it's also possible to go before that. There's no hard, fast rule about when the selection process has to be completed. But my chief of staff for my term as governor, Beth Myers, is overseeing a process. We're looking at a pretty significant group of people, and we've got a great group of Republican leaders, and I want to take a very careful look and make sure that we select someone who has the capacity to become president if that were necessary.
You were on the Hannity show last night on Fox celebrating your three more wins in primary states yesterday. Talking, one thing you mentioned was the war on women and how this is just something that the Democrats are concocting, that Republicans are having this war on women. How likely is it you would choose a woman for a running mate?
I can't give you a specific probability, of course, but certainly among those people that we will consider will be people of both genders, and we'll hope that the best person is the one that I select. But we're early in the process at this point. But obviously, I'm proud of the fact that my record with women in my administration is pretty solid. As a matter of fact, the University of New York at Albany did a study when I was governor to see which governors had how many women in senior positions, and I was ranked number one of all 50 governors for the number of women in senior positions in my administration, so including my lieutenant governor and my chief of staff. So I've got a pretty strong record there.
Finally, as we wrap up with you, we can assume what you're going to say, but this economy is going to determine and who the voters out there, they're going to elect who they think can turn this economy around, get people back to work, maybe even reduce gas prices. What happens to the economy, in your estimation, if Barack Obama is reelected?
Well, there's no question in my view, but that if the president were reelected, we're going to see rising levels of national debt, which imperils our future and makes us at the potential of becoming like Spain or Italy or Greece. We will also see manufacturing continue to decline. We'll see energy industries like oil and gas struggle and underperform. And we would see, unfortunately, chronic levels of high unemployment for a long, long time. The president's policies are rooted in the old liberalism of the past. Those policies didn't work. My view is a far fresher and bold course to get this economy growing again. And by the way, energy is a part of that. Manufacturing is a big part of that. We've got technology and innovation which competes favorably against anybody in the world. And America's coming back if I'm the president.
All right. I know you're going to wear a suit and tie today, Mr. Romney, but you may want to consider a Peyton Manning jersey.
He's coming your way, huh?
He is. You need that Manning jersey and put on a Colorado Rockies baseball cap. You'll get the vote, at least there in Fort Lupton.
Hey, I'm still a Red Sox fan, so I better be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Although the Nuggets would be safe, too, because they're winning.
Governor, thanks for the time this morning, and best of luck as you enjoy a beautiful Colorado day. Thank you.
Thanks, Stefan and April. Good to be with you.
Governor Mitt Romney on the 850 KOA Newsline. We're back with much more of Colorado's morning news, and we'll get some of your emails in as well. Email us 850koa.com.